What if you came home and found another man or woman in your bed? Or you may didn't find that man or woman in your bed, but you knew that somebody else been sleeping in your bed. Would you leave them or would you love them? You'll find out what one man did in the Bible as we take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in beautiful Irving, Texas. The pastor is the dynamic Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages from the Book of Romans. Now get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. of Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving takes a look in the book.
You are the living.
This morning, I want to begin a new series of messages coming out of the Minor Prophets. On yesterday, we finished up a marriage retreat. Do you know that marriages are in a mess? All you have to do is just watch television.
And you can see marriages that are in a mess. All you have to do is go to any schoolhouse, and you will see that marriages are in a mess. Right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, one out of every two marriages, they say, will end in divorce. Marriages are in a mess. It's even worse when you look at the African-American community. 70% of African-American marriages, they say, end in divorce. In other words, in the African-American community, marriages is showing up in a mess. I don't know if you're feeling me this morning. So watch this.
Baby, that was such a nice dinner. Now it's time for dessert.
You sure do move fast.
They don't call me Fast Freddy for no reason.
Well, I'm gonna need you to slow down a minute, Fast Freddy.
Ooh, y'all got a water bed? I love water beds. They're so nice and comfortable.
Well, my husband really don't like our water bed. He said it moves around too much all night.
That's why I like them. They move around all night long.
Well, give me a second. Let me slip into something more comfortable.
Baby, it don't matter if it's yellow, red. Just come to bed. Come to bed, baby. Come on.
Ralph, what are you doing home so early?
What you think I'm doing all this early? What you doing in the bedroom? What you doing in the bedroom this early in the day?
I'm the
Who
plumber.
Who is that in my bed?
I'm just the plumber.
Plumber? What's your name? Plumber. Come on, plumber. Plumber mix you up, plumber. Take your shoes with you, plumber. Take your shoes with you. Susan, we got to talk. Where you at?
Marriages are in a mess. But what if you came home and you saw this situation going on at your house? What if you came home and you found another man in your bedroom? Another woman in your bedroom? It would sure enough be a mess, wouldn't it? But we really don't have to imagine, because there was a case study in the Bible found in the book of Hosea. And I want you to turn with me this morning to the Old Testament book of Hosea. And I want us this morning to look at Hosea chapter 1. You can find the book of Hosea after the book of Daniel. Hosea chapter 1. And what I want to do this morning, I want to look at the first 9 verses out of Hosea chapter 1. I want us to examine those scriptures, and after we have looked at Hosea chapter 1, I want to give you 3 power points, or 3 takeaway points at the end of my message. Would that be all right this morning? Hosea chapter 1. If you can't find it, let the tables of content be your friend. Hosea chapter 1. Look at what the Word of God says, beginning with verse number 1. It says, "The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel." The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. "And the Lord said unto Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom. He's telling this preacher to go and marry a prostitute. Oh, that's a mess there, isn't it? And children of whoredom. In other words, he's letting them know that she's going to have some children out of being unfaithful. Boy, that is a mess, ain't it? For the land has committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Dilemma, of which conceived and bared him a son. All right, the first one was Hosea. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while I would avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. What did your Bible say? And she conceived again and bare a daughter. What did your Bible say? Did your Bible say, and she conceived again and bare him a daughter? It just says she bare a daughter. That kind of letting us know, because the Bible is very specific. The first time she said she bare him. But this time, it just said she just bared a daughter. It didn't say he bared him a daughter. In other words, this wasn't none of Hosea's baby. Boy, we got a mess going on here. And God said to him, call her name Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel, but I will utterly take them away. Now notice God is using cold language here. He's calling this baby, I will have no more mercy. God is getting fed up with Israel, but can't you imagine Hosea is kind of getting fed up? Hosea is basically saying the same thing about Gomer. You trying me. I'm not going to keep forgiving you for sleeping around. Notice the Bible says, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bared a son. Did your Bible say bared him a son? Oh, don't tell me this third one. This third one is not even none of Hosea. Oh, my goodness. We really got a mess going on. Then said God, call his name Lo-Emma, for ye are not my people. The first one was kind of questionable. But Hosea said, that ain't none of mine. I can already tell. Hello, somebody. Sometimes you can tell early on whether or not somebody been messing around. It could have resembled somebody else that Hosea was started thinking that she may be messing around with. And when the baby came out, looked just like that person. I know that's not none of mine. Think about it, Hosea done found himself in a mess. We got a marriage in a mess. He had fallen in love, y'all, with a prostitute. Think about that. Now, a lot of theologians, they have problems with verse number 2, for that tells us that the Lord said to Hosea, go take unto thee a wife of whoredom. A lot of theologians says that he didn't really tell Hosea to go out there and marry a prostitute, but the lady became a prostitute later on after the marriage. Because they say that God wouldn't tell a man to do something like that because that violates scripture. Particularly in Hosea's case, by him being a godly man, surely God wouldn't tell a godly man to go out there and marry somebody who was ungodly. Or would God? Because one of the things about God, God often asks his prophets, in particularly, to do things that don't always square up with scripture. Sometimes God will ask his prophets to do things that seem to be in direct violation of scripture. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, and you know what I'm talking about. So let me give you an example of this. Remember, God told Abraham to go get thy son, thy only son, Isaac, and offer Isaac upon the altar as a burnt sacrifice. In other words, God is telling Abraham to go and kill your only son, Isaac. Now, heathen folks believed in child sacrifices, but God don't believe in no child sacrifices. So why would God tell Abraham to sacrifice his only child? The Bible even teaches that thou shalt not kill, whether it's your child or whoever it may be. The Bible says thou shalt not kill. And God was telling Abraham to do something that was indirectly opposed to scripture. But who wrote the Bible? God wrote the Bible, and sometimes God can either change something, or either God can overrule a scripture in order to do a higher good. In special cases, God can do something to illustrate his point. And what was he doing with Abraham and Isaac? He was illustrating how he felt about his son, Jesus Christ. How God was going to one day put his only begotten son on the altar, just like Abraham put his son on the altar. In other words, God was using the prophet to illustrate a higher point. Could it be that God was using the same logic here with Hosea when he told Hosea to go and marry a prostitute? I believe so, because the text says, "For the land has committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord." God was saying, listen, I need to use your marriage to illustrate a point with my marriage with the children of Israel. Just like the children of Israel has been unfaithful to me, I want to illustrate that. I want to get the folks' attention by having you to marry somebody who's unfaithful, that they can understand how it happens when one is unfaithful. Listen. And so that's exactly what he did. He went and married somebody that was unfaithful in order to get the people's attention. Most of the time when God starts using object lesson, it's because the folks has closed their ears. See, sometimes we done heard the Bible over and over and over and over. And so since we can't get it no more with our ear, God has to put on a motion picture before our faces. And that's what God did here with Hosea. But can't you imagine when Hosea was getting ready to get married, went and told his mama and daddy? How do you think his mama and daddy must have reacted when Hosea come home? Can't you imagine Hosea coming home and said, "Mama, daddy, got good news. Getting ready to get married. Oh, so you finally finna break the, jump the broom, Jose? Yes, 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 sir, Daddy. I'm finna break, jump the broom. Well, who is the girl? I bet I know. It's Deborah, that little pretty thing down there at the church house. No, it ain't none of Deborah, Daddy. Oh, I know who it is. It was Barbara. I saw you talking to Barbara last week there at the church. No, it ain't none of Barbara, Daddy. It's not Deborah. It's not Barbara. Oh, it's Sue. It's Sue. I should have known Sue is the prettiest thing there at the church. No, it ain't none of Sue, Daddy. Well, who is it then, Jose? It's Gomer. Uh-uh. No. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Gomer who? Not Dilemma, a child. I know it's not that that prostitute. I know it's not that loose woman. Tell me it's not the woman that's out there on that street. No, Daddy, that's the one. Boy, what? Yeah, have you lost your mind? Marrying Gomer? Don't you realize that she's a prostitute? Every man in town done been with Gomer. Why you marry Gomer? God, don't be lying on God. God didn't tell you to do nothing like that. Can't you imagine how Hosea friends must, particularly his preacher friends, his preacher friends, Jose passing out invitation to his preacher friend. I want y'all to come to the wedding. Who you finna marry? I'm finna marry Gomer. Oh, no, you can't marry Gomer. Yes, I'm gonna marry. No, not Gomer. Can the preacher friend's going to the Bible on him now. The Bible says that a priest can't marry a woman that's not a virgin, and she's a long way from being a virgin. The Bible, and can't you imagine the folks down at the church, when they found out, them folks down at the church started gossiping, folks started talking, folks started looking at Jose all kind of crazy and stuff. Because when you start sometimes trying to do what God done told you to do, sometimes folks will look at you crazy. And nobody really wanted to believe Jose that God had told them to go and marry this prostitute. And Jose, he went on and married old Gomer. And next thing you know, he's in a mess. Why was Jose's marriage in a mess? Well, he obeyed God, but she didn't obey God. See, Jose obeyed God, and he was living for God. But she wasn't interested in obeying God and living for God. And as a result, Jose found himself in a mess. You know, a lot of time folks, when they look at this story, they say that when Jose saw this woman, he saw her, man, she was so good looking. She was just a nice, bad member, Gemma, when he saw her. And so he immediately went in and took her, because he was happy to get married. And he had a good-looking wife. And see, men are moved by what they see. And so I done heard a lot of preachers, when they preach this passage here, they talk about how Gomer had this long, pretty hair. And they talk about her eyes, and they talk about her lips, and they talk about her chest and all of that. But that's not what this Bible is really saying. The Bible don't say that Jose took her because she was a bad mamma jamma.
Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word.
If you would like a copy of the message that you've just heard in its entirety, Call the church office now at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or write to Bible Way Community Baptist Church, 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas, 75062. You're also invited to worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at Bible Way Community Baptist Church in Irving. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.